From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Greece has made a $222 million interest payment to the International Monetary Fund Wednesday. However, another much larger payment looms, and it's not clear if Athens will be able to make it. Athens is supposed to repay $1 billion to the IMF by May 12th. If it defaults on the debt, Greek membership in the Eurozone could be jeopardized. The left-wing government of Greece has been locked in tough negotiations with its creditors over the issue for several months. The European Union, however, expressed confidence Tuesday that Greece and its creditors would take necessary steps to keep the country solvent and in the Eurozone. A court in India has sentenced popular Bollywood movie star Salman Khan to 5 years in prison for a culpable homicide in a 2002 hit-and-run case. A judge in Mumbai handed down the sentence after convicting Khan on Wednesday. This fan says justice has been a long time in coming.
It is a very important case in the case of justice, where the supremacy of law has to prevail or not, or whether the law surrenders to the machinations of the cops and the prosecution. That is the big day. Salman is just a part of it. But what is surprising, that a simple case of hit and run, which should have taken not more than 3 to 4 years, has taken 13 years to reach its culmination.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will discuss a proposed humanitarian pause for war-ravaged Yemen when he travels to Saudi Arabia. VOA's Pam Dawkins is traveling with Kerry and says the Secretary of State also announced $68 million in new U.S. aid to Yemen during a stop in the East African nation of Djibouti on Wednesday. VOA News. French air accident investigators say the co-pilot who deliberately brought down a Germanwings flight in the French Alps in March, killing 150 people, had tried a controlled descent on an earlier flight on the same day. Investigators announced Wednesday that Andreas Lubitz repeatedly put the plane into descent and then brought it back up during a flight from Dusseldorf to Barcelona. In a report, the investigators say the co-pilot was apparently alone in the cockpit, as he was when the Germanwings flight made its fatal descent hours later. German authorities say they've arrested 4 people who are suspected of founding a right-wing extremist group to attack mosques and housing for asylum seekers. Officials announced those arrests on Wednesday, saying they confiscated a stash of explosives during the raids as well. The 4 detainees are being held on terrorism charges. A court in Afghanistan has sentenced 4 men to death and imprisoned 8 more for the beating death of a woman in March. Aisha Tanzim reports from Kabul.
Farkhunda's mother stood in front of a courtroom in Kabul Wednesday morning and asked for justice for her 27-year-old daughter. The judge responded by announcing a death sentence for 4 men and 16 years imprisonment for another 8. Among the condemned was Mullah Zainul Abidin, who accused Farkhunda falsely of desecrating the Muslim holy book, the Quran. But the judge added that this verdict was not final and they had the right to appeal. The men listened with stoic faces. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Kabul.
U.S. authorities are trying to determine if there is any connection between the Islamic State and 2 gunmen who attacked a contest in the city of Garland, Texas, where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Investigators have been looking at Twitter accounts linked to one of the men, as well as the electronic devices used by both. The Obama administration has taken another step forward in its efforts to normalize relations with Cuba by restoring commercial ferry services between the former Cold War rivals. The U.S. Treasury Department has issued licenses to at least 4 companies to ferry passengers and cargo along the 150-kilometer route from the southern tip of Florida to Havana. Those 3 companies are based in Florida. A new report says that at the end of 2014, Pakistan accounted for 46% of more than 4 million people displaced by conflict and violence in South Asia. Those findings are a part of a global research study that was released Wednesday by the Norwegian Refugee Council's Internal Displacement Monitoring Center, which is at the United Nations in Geneva. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.